It's Tuesday, March 5, 2024.
And people are praying for this rain.
The largest wildfire in Texas history continues to burn while California gets buried by an extreme blizzard. Increased risk of megafires pushing insurers to leave Texas and California. Plus, the Biden administration invests billions to clean up the nation's ports.
Any port in a storm, all of those stories and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
How dangerous is the situation? What's the federal government doing? And do you think that the climate crisis has anything to do with this?
No, why would the climate crisis have anything to do with it? A million acres burned amid 80-degree heat in Texas in February? It's all totally normal. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, snarky comments aside, it's kind of troubling that it is kind of totally normal these days. These wildfires we're seeing in Texas, these 10 feet of snow in the Sierras up here in California?
Yes, the extremes are getting quite extreme.
Do you think it has anything to do with our climate crisis?
I think so.
Oh, well, what nightmares you got for us today, Des?
Well, first, the largest wildfire in Texas state history continues to grow and expand into Oklahoma and is so large it is visible from space. As we go to air, the Smokehouse Creek Fire, one of several in the dry Texas panhandle, so far has killed at least two people, thousands of cattle, and destroyed hundreds of structures. The blaze, intensified by record heat and extreme dryness, has burned more than 1,700 square miles, an area larger than the state of Rhode Island. The Texas fire is also a warning for other central U.S. states. The U.S. Drought Monitor last week reported that hot and dry fire conditions now stretch from northern New Mexico all the way to Iowa.
It's totally normal.
In California, a massive, powerful blizzard hammered the northern part of the state over the weekend with hurricane-force wind gusts, dumping more than 7 feet of snow, knocking out power for thousands of homes and businesses, shutting down ski resorts, and closing long stretches of Interstate 80 with no estimate for reopening. Forecasters say that more heavy snow is on the way. However, a Lake Tahoe resident, who's also a project manager for electric car maker Rivian, posted on social media that he powered his home for more than 24 hours using only his Rivian electric truck and said his vehicle lost only about 15% of battery life over the entire time.
Nice.
Now, it will take time for scientists to identify the exact influence of climate change on the California storm, but extremier extremes are in line with climate scientists' predictions.
There were 190 mile per hour winds. That is not only hurricane force winds, that's Category 6 hurricane force winds if we had a Category 6 hurricane.
Scientists say climate change is making wildfires more frequent and more devastating and raising the risk of huge megafires, and insurers are paying attention. The New York Times reports that the growing fire risk is already affecting the insurance market in Texas, increasing premiums for homeowners, with some insurers already moving to exit from parts of the state. Several more insurance companies announced they will leave California and Florida due to the increasing cost of rebuilding after disasters. On CNN on Sunday, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was emphatic on the critical need to build climate resilience now.
We as a country and as a world have to be ready for the increasing effects of extreme weather caused by climate change. It's a remarkable phenomenon, and it will manifest itself in the days to come, and we have to prepare for it now.
In the days to come, tell that to folks in Texas and up in the Sierras in California.
In other news, Pennsylvania's Allegheny County has fined U.S. Steel nearly $2 million for violating air pollution standards more than 360 times over the last 2 years. It's the eighth enforcement action the county health department has issued against the company's 120-year-old steel mill over just the last few years. The latest fine, though, amounts to only 1/5 of 1% of U.S. Steel's profits last year. The company says it will appeal the fine. Meanwhile, the childhood asthma rate in nearby towns is 3 times higher than the national average.
Just another coincidence.
Finally, a bit of good news. The Biden administration has launched a $3 billion program with funding to upgrade the nation's ports, to cut air pollution and decarbonize them with zero emissions port equipment and infrastructure. Funded by the Democrats' landmark Inflation Reduction Act, the new Clean Ports program will particularly benefit low-income communities living near industrialized harbors that are disproportionately affected by the port's really heavy pollution.
Very cool. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
We are cleaning it up. We are cleaning it up. I've had enough.